This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lay in state at the U.S. Capitol on Friday, the first woman ever to do so. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opened the ceremony.
It is with profound sorrow and deep sympathy to the Ginsburg family that I have the high honor to welcome Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to lie in state.
Rabbi Lauren Holzblatt said it's up to others now to rise up and move forward.
She was our prophet, our North Star, our strength for so very long. Now she must be permitted to rest after toiling so hard for every single one of us.
I'm Shelley Adler.
U.S. media are reporting President Donald Trump intends to nominate conservative federal appeals court judge Amy Coney Barrett to fill the vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court following the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Trump has said he will announce his choice to replace Ginsburg on Saturday. Trump appointed the 48-year-old Barrett to the Chicago-based 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in 2017. She is known for her conservative religious views. Trump's nominee has what appears to be a clear path to Senate confirmation before the November 3rd election. Republicans hold a 53-47 majority in the Senate, and only two senators in the Republican Party have indicated opposition to moving forward with the process. Democrats have balked at the president's candidate being considered so close to November's vote. Trump has made two previous Supreme Court appointments, Neil Gorsuch in 2017 and Brett